Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places. It is a joy to be with you once again. Today is Thursday, December the 26th, 2013. And we are closing out a very profound year. So we're going to talk about that on tonight's show. We're going to do a year in review. In fact, I just came home from watching the film Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. And I was just sharing some thoughts about that with my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, before we came on the air. And so before we bring Brother Terrence on, who's always ready, willing, and able to put us in touch with the present realities that are important to us, let me say, number one, that we are streaming live on blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces, and you can either log in on that website or you can call us. The call-in number is 347-324-5091. We encourage participation in this show. We take all calls in the order that they come. We don't care who you are. We don't cherry-pick or have special people that we select. We want to hear from everybody, because Elevated Places is a forum. It's a wonderful place for us to share high-level conversation. It is centered around freedom, justice, and equality for the 40 to 60 million black people here in America. And it is certainly by no means limited to the Nation of Islam registered members. What we share as black people is a common history, a common ancestry, and Lord knows we share a common reality in the moment. And so we again encourage you to call 347-324-5091. We are also blessed on Sundays, Elevated Places is live. I host it on the Talk of Chicago, the iconic WVON radio. That is for the Chicago listeners, 1690 AM on your dial. You can also hear that live on Sundays, every Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern, streaming, of course, on WVON.com. And if you download the iHeart app, it's free. You put it on your smartphone or your tablet. I know you've got one or the other, because we spend $19 billion a year on phones and we ain't buying landlines. So most of us have that. And so you can get me on Sundays as well. And I do want to express my appreciation to Brother Michael Muhammad out in Waterloo, Iowa, because thanks to him, Elevated Places is also being heard right now on WKBOLFM. That station also carries the time and what must be done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And, of course, if you visit NOI.org/the time, you will be able to see the latest episode of that 52-part message, and you can go back into the archives and get direct guidance from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And so here we are together again, and it is a blessing. I want to thank Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, who's about to get us going, and I want to also make sure that we welcome and give greetings to our brilliant Elevated Places analyst and contributor, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. To both of my brothers, assalamu alaikum. Good to have you on.
Wa alaikum salam. And I'm here this
All
week.
All right. All praises to Allah. So we're going to do a year in review, 2013. As you have said, Dr. Ridgely, the 100th anniversary of some interesting events. But before we dive into 2013, Brother Terrence talked to us about what we should know and get our minds up out of the nonsense that the rest of America has been engaged in this season.
Well, you know, first I want to start by saying to all of our callers out there, Abari Ghani, meaning what's the news? Today is the first day of that celebration of the seven, the new fruit, Kwanzaa, and today you will respond, Umoja. So if anybody says Abari Ghani to you, it's what's the news, and you will give that particular day's principle, and today's principle is Umoja, which means unity. And we know the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said our unity is more powerful than a hydrogen bomb. And I bring that point up is because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has put before us once again the economic blueprint of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and is calling for us to unify on a economic blueprint. And you can go to economicblueprint.org, economicblueprint.org. And we're just asking for 5 cents a day, 35 cents a week, overall $18.20 a year. So before the year close out, go ahead to the economic blueprint and go .org and make your donation. And next year, 2014, you can do it again. We want to make sure we cover that. And also, we just have to also just give big ups, props, shout-outs to our wonderful host, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who threw down on Sunday at Mas Maryam. And if you did not catch that, you can see it again at noi.org/webcast. And you can go into the archive section, and you can hear once again the powerful words of our sister as she delivered at our National Center, Mas Maryam, this past Sunday. And you can see other lectures, but you definitely want to go back and check that out. Also, as she did mention, the Time and What Must Be Done series, you do not want to miss these last two episodes by Minister Farrakhan on the Time. We're going to teach about the reality, and I say that, and it's every, well, it's going to be Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. You just go to noi.org. And you don't want to miss this because, you know, as men, we like to always show our backup. You know, the brothers on the block, they want to show how many guns and weapons they have that they're backing. Well, we're just going to say that in the Nation of Islam, we are the nonviolent ones because we don't carry any weapons. We don't even carry pen knives. But we do have a strong and very, very powerful backing that our enemy knows about it, and that's why they don't want to mess with Minister Farrakhan. So come learn about that. And we just want to thank everyone once again for your continued support of Elevated Places, and we want you to do a greater work in 2014 by being one of our supporters, being a caller. Go to avaspeaks.com, tweet her at Dr. Ava Muhammad. Make sure you get in contact with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Not only are you going to hear on Elevated Places here at Blog Talk Radio, but WVON, but you can have Dr. Ava live and direct in your city. So make sure that you get ready for 2014, because there's a lot coming, as well as the crowning event of Black History Month, Savior's Day. So that's all for right now, because what we want to do is go right into Dr. Ava and go into this year-end review, because we can do 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours of all of the things that have taken place this year. So I'm going to hand it right back over to our host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Well, thank you, Brother Terrence. And you know what? I think I'm going to start with my latest experience. I just came in with my family. We walked over to the Harper Theater here in Hyde Park in Chicago and watched Mandela, Long Road to Freedom. And I was telling Brother Terrence off the air that what we as a people, beloved, have experienced is absolutely mind-boggling. It escapes the ability almost of the intellect to wrap itself around the suffering that we have endured. And all I could think of coming away from that film is how critical it is for us to unify, as Minister Farrakhan is calling upon us to do. We are going to have to figure out a way to set aside our little petty differences, all of which pale in comparison to the sacrifice that has been made by so many known and unknown black people that lived before us and now live among us. All of this silliness that we're indulging in has got to stop, because it's disrespectful to Allah God for us to just engage in sport and play day and night, to see what that man, Mandela, went through, and get a little better breakdown and a visual of those 27 years that he spent in prison. Because when you hear the number 27, it sounds like it's just a number, just like 400 years of slavery is a number. But when you get into the day-to-day experience of oppression, it is an entirely different reality. So I know I've been the movie critic this year, and I'm going to recommend this film as well, as I did The Butler, as I did 12 Years a Slave, Fruitvale Station 42, all of them. Because nobody's reading. That's a reality. Ain't nobody reading.
That's right.
But I'm still going to invite you to read. I want you to read the current issue of the Final Call newspaper.
Mm-mm.
If you don't get anything else before this year is out, get a copy of the December 31st issue of the Final Call with the headline, "In 2013, What is a Black Life Worth?" And on the cover are pictures of Kendrick Johnson, Renisha McBride, Hadiya Pendleton, Jonathan Farrell, Miriam Carey, Trayvon Martin. All of these young, beautiful lives snuffed out by police, by vigilantes. And then we are, in our imitation of our slave master, we are killing each other. In the month of November and December, we had two men going to the other end of the spectrum. One brother in his early 60s, the other one in his mid-60s. Both of them, grandfathers, husbands, fathers, outstanding members of their community, both of them working at jobs over 30 years. One worked at a UPS. I don't recall offhand where the other gentleman was employed. But the point that I'm making is this. Each one of them was shot and killed in a robbery on their way to work. Both of them work late night shifts. Just shot in the head to get a few dollars out of a man's pocket. A man who lives his life upright, who takes care of his wife and his children, contributes to his community. And you gun him down in the night like an animal. The
That's right.
Second victim was robbed. They pushed him down, and he was found lying face down. And in retracing the events, the law enforcement authorities determined that he had been shot in the head after he had been robbed. So you successfully get his wallet from him and still shoot him in the back of his head. This is an all-time low for us. And I guess, as someone said recently, you know, the good news is we can only go up. Because we literally have hit rock bottom. And as Brother Terrence pointed out about the time and what must be done, that last episode where Minister Farrakhan defines for us, and we lifted some of it last week, and I lifted it Sunday, we can't do anything to improve our condition until we know who we are and what our condition is. And so he gave us a very clear understanding that none of us ever realized until he taught it. And that is, what we are in America right now is a colony. We are a colony. And everywhere you go in Black America, the minister proved we're a colony in no limit of time. Everywhere you go in the United States, we live where white people have determined we will live.
That's right.
We don't live anywhere in any community that sprang up from the ground out of our choice and our vision.
That's right.
And we are moved around at will by the dominant power in this country, which is white folks. So that's my opening, brothers, to 2013. You know, the revelation that we have been colonized. So, yeah, maybe it is post-slavery. So now we are, as our brothers and sisters are in South Africa and in the Caribbean and South and Central America, we are a colony. And we have to decide, is that what we want our children to be? Colonized.
And, you know, it's so interesting that you say that, because right after, I think it was last week, we had this discussion. I saw a YouTube clip of a brother. He's a rapper, MC, named Brother Ali. And Brother Ali talked about us, you know, the colonization, you know, if hip-hop had been colonized, and he gave the definition of being colonized, and he was just saying how someone comes and takes that, the resources of you and your labor and your skills and your talents, and they benefit more than you benefit. So we believe that we see athletes, LeBron James, Kobe, rappers, 2 Chainz, T.I., whoever it may, Jay-Z, Kanye, they may be making millions, you know, and we look at them saying they're making millions, so we have arrived. But the reality is, those that are in power that are actually giving them the money, you know, somebody has to pay you the money, because you're not just, you know, you're not the owner of it. So somebody's paying you. So they're really reaping the benefits off of it. So we have been colonialized as far as they are taking all of this stuff. Rap music or hip-hop has been used for every kind of car commercial, food commercial.
Yes.
And they're reaping the billions of dollars off of something that we created and that we invented, but we are not the owners of it. So even our culture has been colonialized, and people don't even recognize that. So that's one of the things the minister has taught us, the clear words and understand what we mean. What the definition of that word is, as we're talking about what has happened to us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well
you brought up,
is,
go ahead, Dr. Ridgely. Yes, sir.
You know, then the question is, you know, why are we colonialized? And I think that what we have to, you know, I'm a farmer. I don't have animals. We deal with just crops right now. But if I had some sheep, you know, I would corral my sheep, I would feed my sheep, and then when it was time, I would shear my sheep, okay? And then at another time, I would have to sacrifice some sheep for meat. But they're my sheep, and that's how I make my living. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has explained to us from the time of what must be done that the people who call themselves white, they see themselves as above and better than us, and they use us, they need us, because we are like cattle to them. We are like sheep to them. They use us as they will. They treat us like animals because that's what they do. So we, once you understand the relationship, that these people do not see us as human beings, and they benefit by using us. They don't want to kill us all. They want to scare us to keep us in place so they can shear us when necessary, or where they can sacrifice a few for meat. It's just what they do because they are alien to us. You know, we look at the movie The Alien, and, you know these insects-type things that prey off of humans and eat on humans, eat it from the inside out, you know, that movie Alien. Well, we got a people who prey on darker people of the world, and we just have to be the darker people of the world. So whatever position we find ourselves in is because of that relationship. And until we understand who these people are and who we are, we're always going to be falling victim and very surprised when somebody gets sheared or somebody gets sacrificed because we think these people see us as humans. They do not.
Yeah, that's so crucial to us having, as Minister Farrakhan has characterized it, the right perception of reality. He said we have a damaged perception of reality, as do they. But if we continue to look at life through our lens and not theirs, we will always misread them. And I love the comments about Kanye, and that's going to be the first article I'll recommend from the final call. It's entitled Kanye West Meets Jewish Power by Tingba Muhammad and the NOI Research Group. And it addresses this, what became a confrontation between this young black man, an entertainer and artist, but one who has a consciousness with the Jewish power structure, you know, and specifically Abraham Foxman, the money-hungry hustler who heads the Anti-Defamation League and who has a consistent pattern of targeting black freedom fighters. And as the article says, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Bishop Desmond Tutu, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and our late great freedom fighter President Mandela, have all been targets of the Anti-Defamation League, which I think Dr. Rizzi was started in 1913. You have pointed that out. And
that's right.
This article is important because it goes into the true underlying problem that Abraham Foxman and the ADL have, and that is the threat of economic strength, that if black people ever do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad instructed us to do, which is to pool our resources, then we will no longer be able to host the particular parasite which is sucking our blood. And this article goes into looking at an issue through the other person's eyes. And so Brother Tingba did not write the article from the perspective of the black view, but the Jewish view. And he shows you through research that's current that it is the view and the position of Jewish leadership themselves, that they control everything. And so this anger, this anger and meltdown that Abraham Foxman has, anytime it is pointed out that the Jewish power structure controls the banking industry, the media, the clothing industry, which Kanye was trying to break into and ran into that control. And the list goes on. And, of course, Hollywood itself is an invention of Jews. It is invented. It's an illusion. And so when you control media, then you control the images of any person or people. And it is an absolute fact that the image of black people that has been and is projected on the small and big screen and over through radio and internet has been negative always from the time the first motion picture came out. In fact, the first box office hit after the invention of the projector and films was Birth of a Nation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Which completely defamed and slandered the black man in the worst kind of way, and it has never stopped from that day to this. So I invite everyone to read that. Now, we've got calls, brothers, lined up already, so we're going to take some, because believe it or not, we're at the approaching the end of the first half hour of Elevated Places. Mm. And so we're going to go. I don't have Sister LaDonna with me. Well, okay, let me get this mic open. And this is 213. That is, I think that's Los Angeles. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa alaikum assalam. That is indeed
right.
Los Angeles.
What's
yes,
that?
Brother Ron.
And, all right.
Last week, we touched on language. And I would just like to emphasize that all three of you, the points you all three keep telling us, and that is that we really don't appreciate and fully understand how deceitful and utterly ruthless in their machinations and their deviousness our enemy is. And just for instance, the use of words. Now, the great Dr. Amos Wilson told us that using the words of the European, which is English, that we have to realize that those words have a history to them, and that words are organizers of thinking, behavior. They are not just mere means of sharing ideas and communication, which most of us think they are. Words are the means by which people manipulate each other's consciousness, and through their consciousness, their behavior, vision, and perception. And to a large degree, we are victimized, raped, pillaged, murdered through the use of words. And until we become wordsmiths and really study what is being said through words, we will continue to enforce our enslavement. Now, the great defense lawyer Alton Maddox out of New York gives a case in point. He was defending a young black man accused of murder, and the young man was on the defense stand, and the prosecutor, who was the Ivy League, no street sense, told him, he said, "What you're trying to tell the jury is that you have heart." And he meant it as saying that the young man was trying to say that he had compassion. But the brother took it as saying that he was calling him a coward. And he jumped off the witness stand, and Brother Maddox said it took all of the officers in the courts to get him off of them. because of not understanding language.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say for today, and see you next week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ron. Excellent observation, and, you know, one that is consistently pointed out by the minister. And we read in both the Bible and the Quran the crucial importance of language. And frankly, that is how Allah, the originator, created the heavens and the earth, was with language. You know, he didn't put a gun to the sun's head, you know, and say, give me some light, or you're dead. He willed it and called it into existence. But in order for language to be effective, it has to be the right, proper language. And we have been taken out of our original tongue, which is Arabic. And so in the interim, we have a duty to master this grafted language that is spoken by the children of our slave masters. And, you know, one of the things that you see in the Mandela film is the white power structure. They come in and they graft and manufacture a language. It is not the Dutch language that the initial invaders spoke when they came into South Africa. It is a combination of the language that they encountered and the language that they spoke, because we know from our lessons that accents and dialect are determined geographically. So their communication skills were affected just by leaving Europe and coming to South Africa. And so for their comfort and to facilitate their ability to dominate the aboriginal people, the indigenous people of that continent, they refused to learn and speak their language, the language of the aboriginal people. They came with a language and imposed it on the subject people. And so we have to remember that too. And we should look for the door or avenue to freedom to be through leadership that takes us out from under the names, the language, the religion, and the culture of our slave master. Anybody that claims to be leading us to freedom, if they are coming and saying remain in the language and name of your slave master, that's not a liberator. That may be somebody that is facilitating survival for a longer time, but that's not the liberator.
Well, I'd like to go back to Minister Ava, what you brought up about even the naming of Madiba. You know, I read somewhere that they said Nelson Mandela, who sometimes is called but Madiba.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that was his name. However, the white power structure, because they see themselves as the gods over us, they have the right, they feel, to name us what they please and to define words as they please.
That's right.
So we get jammed up because we really can't communicate until they tell us it's okay for that meaning. So we can talk to each other, and they can talk to us, but then if we try to talk back to them, they'll redefine and say, well, that's not the meaning of that word. You can't use that in this context. So you have to wait on the authority of them to be able to even interpret what they just said. Greenspan, one of Greenspan's famous quotes, and you know this is the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. Greenspan said, "If you think you understood what I just said, you probably did not understand what I just said.
Wow.
Now, that's the head of the Federal Reserve, which means that the whole game is a game of words and a play on words, and to keep the people sitting there, as you said, Allah uses words to put things in motion. Well, the devil uses words to stop you in motion. And that's why
yes,
we sit motionless because of the magic of his words. And this is why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is so powerful, because he can take that same word that you threw out, take it and straighten it out, and make us move off of it.
Every time. Excellent point. We're going to go back to the lines. We've got 678, and that is the Atlanta area.
That's right.
You are live on Elevated Places. As-salamu alaykum. 678.
Walaykum salam, Minister Ava. This is Brother 7 True.
All right.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Sure. To end on the good news for the year 2013, I wanted to mention last week the sister that was accosted by the police and ended up, they shot into her minivan with the children in the back.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
If no one has mentioned, that officer is no longer an officer. He was absolutely fired.
Yes, sir.
Well, good.
Yes, sir.
Good.
That's a good news.
And my one question, I would like to start, if I can, because I'm on the net a lot, if I can get a way to post or give this information to you, Mr. Ava, through your Facebook or something, or Brother Terrence, I just found you, and I'll be trying to, you know, get that information to you as well. Also, let me stop and go back. As-salamu alaykum, Dr. Ridgely. And as-salamu alaykum, Brother Terrence.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, brother, he was understood.
And I hope to see you all in my home city for Savior's Day.
Hey.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Without question.
The new Mecca. Yes.
True.
Yes,
sir. Yes. And that's all I
Thank
have
you
for
so
this year as we end on a good note.
That was good. I appreciate you giving us that. Allahu Akbar. Don't you love our callers? Oh, my goodness.
Always good to hear about policemen getting fired.
Tweet me. Good, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Fire them all. That's right. Okay,
right.
we're gonna keep going because the callers are lining up to contribute to this program. Let's go to 225. And you are live on Elevated Places, 225.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam.
How are you doing? Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, Sister Ava, Dr. Ridgely, Brother Terrence.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if Dr. Ridgely mentioned it, but Dr. Ridgely came down to the Delta of Mississippi and literally set the place
Ooh.
On fire. He came and threw it down.
Praise be to Allah.
You know how modest he is.
And we would like to see...
I'm supposed to say, all praise to Allah. What else can I say?
You know, the farmers and everyone down here has really been talking about it since Dr. Ridgely left, and we really would like to see Dr. Ridgely come out and speak more often, you know, at different mosques and study groups, but particularly in the South. Now, I really want to make this a couple of points. One is that we don't mention it often, but it was the Chicago Defender newspaper in 1917 that made one of the boldest moves ever made in the country that led to the Great Northern Drive, with people coming from all over the country, from the South, moving north. And we don't talk about that too often, because I think that there's going to be another great move where people are going to come from north and start moving back down south. And I think that what Dr. Ridgely is doing and with this land literacy is going to be key, because when we get millions of acres of land, Dr. Ridgely is not going to be able to work all that land by himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
And so we are really hoping that the South could contribute, and we know that they can make a lot of videos on the East Coast real fast, and we salute them for that. And on the West Coast, we can't compete with them with technology on the West Coast, but where I think the South could really compete and contribute is hardcore laborers, people who do everything from brick masonry to concrete work to laying pipes and drainage to welding, anything dealing with hard work. That's what we would like to contribute, and I'm thinking that 2014 would be the year of the working man, the working Muslim. I had a couple questions, Sister Ava. One.
Well, let me say one thing, though, before you do your quick questions, that I did speak on that, and I think it does need repeating. When I think the lecture I did earlier this year called One Man, that it was the Chicago Defender.
That's right.
That, in a way, unwittingly, started the migration and contributed mightily to it. Because we have to remember, there were no radio, television, certainly no internet medium available at that time. And the Chicago Defender made it known to black people in the South exactly what existed in the North, even though the North was its own nightmare in and of itself. The domestic terrorism of Jim Crow was profound. It was so intense that no matter what trials and tribulations they were facing, moving north, they knew they had to go. And I think it was just divine providence, because it was in the North, in Detroit, Michigan, where Master Farrakh Muhammad met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It was the fulfillment of prophecy. And we know Master Farrakh Muhammad never could have done what he did in the South. It couldn't have happened in the South at that time.
See,
not because Master Farrakh Muhammad was worried about it, but he would have had to crush everything. And so the unfolding of prophecy in a progressive manner, in the way it has happened, it could never have happened if black people had stayed in the South and had not come north in huge numbers. Then you would not have had the people with which to build the Nation of Islam.
Well, let me add to that. You know, the people, when they were down here, they were spread out. They weren't in those cities.
That's right.
They were spread out on farms. And you can't, trying to go door to door, spread out like that. We don't sell the papers. That don't work too good. However, by them being all concentrated in the cities, I mean, stacked on top of one another, basically, it was much easier to get from one place to the next with them, and also for the virus of truth to spread, because people were close together. Whereas in down south, they were spread out on little farms, and it would have been a hell of a job trying to go door to door to try to reach many of our people. So you're right. It was Allah's will to push us. The enemy pushed us, but it was Allah's will that he push us in a position where he could easily get to us.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, Jim Crow made it so that there would have been a different type of response to any gathering of black people listening to a white man, a man that appeared to be Caucasian. Imagine that in South Georgia, in Sandersville, you know. And so, first of all, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody black that would dare to come to such a meeting. And then if they did, that's why I'm saying Master Farrar would have had to put it down. He would have had to deal with them on a level that it was not time for him to manifest.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, it was not time. Now is the time.
Right. Right.
And so, as Brother Lewis, you point out, we have got to go back down south. That's why Day of Atonement was in Tuskegee. And
right.
until our youth are reintroduced to land, they're disconnected from it. It is in the genetic makeup of our people to till the soil.
Amen.
And there are many young people that are standing on corners right now selling drugs that are agricultural gods. But it hasn't been put to them. It hasn't been offered to them.
Well, you know, when the young people come down to the farm, it's not only just, you know, everything starts from the land. And like Brother Lewis, you know, pointed out, you know, the other skills, you know, bulldozers, laying pipes, building homes, all of this starts off from the land, and all of those skills, they took away vocational agriculture. They also took away vocational education.
Absolutely.
So we got our people in the cities who know how to do nothing.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
They know how to do nothing. And so, of course, they're afraid of separation because they don't know how to do anything. So we have to set up schools all over again in the cities to train them how to do some things and then have some places down here for them to work out as well as up north. But the key is we got to put them
exactly.
back using their hands as well as their heads
yes.
and their mouths. Right now they're using their mouths, not using their heads or their hands.
And
that's why they
got to
go out and rob somebody because they don't know how to do anything else.
Right. And this channel
two more points.
Well, this channel that you've created, can you hear me, Dr. Ava?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This channel that you've created has created such an incredible nervous system so that young people can hear of the opportunities throughout the country, and we can beat the drum of separation a lot louder, God willing, in 2014, because my peer group that listens to this show, they are architects and engineers and builders, and they love the show. I'm pushing them and hoping that we can realize that farmers and architects and engineers can talk, so I want them to call in. I know y'all listening. But I wanted to ask you, Sister Ava, will you do your show this year from Chicago? That's one question.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
And we're going to be talking more about it in the coming weeks. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to start out the new year next year, January 2nd, with Brother Minister Troy, who is the student minister representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan at Mosque Number 1 in Detroit. And we're going to be talking about Savior's Day, all of the aspects of it. This is a big, crucial Savior's Day because we're all on the same wavelength with action now. It's time, as my husband's been saying for a while, it's time to get on the ark and close the door. And you know, the evangelistic phase is done. If Minister Farrakhan talking to you doesn't get it done, you're not meant to be saved. I don't mean to sound harsh.
Well, that's my last point, and I'll get off.
We can't reteach what he's taught.
Well, my last point, Sister Ava, there has never been another leader that has created a mass movement under integration. Not one. Nobody like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I was just wondering if y'all could really maybe make a few comments on that, because we know what people done or the messenger done and others done under segregation, but no
right.
group can do anything significant for black people under integration, and yet the minister, he called for 1 million and 2 million men showed up on the mall under integration. That's a miracle in and of itself, and couldn't say it loud enough, so... I love y'all. I'm going to be listening for your comments. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I think, you know, because we got a lot of callers waiting, but I just think, brothers, that, again, that's why his messages are entitled the time
right.
of what must be done. Because we're in the fullness of time. He is in time and on time. It had to be experienced. Integration had to be experienced. It's clear looking backwards that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad made a call in the wilderness that the people, we as a people, did not respond to properly in any way or fashion. And in truth, we were really doomed at that point because of our rejection of Allah's guidance and guide. However, because that same man that our people rejected begged for mercy on our behalf, then the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan manifests that mercy. So now we were able to experience, you know, that old saying, watch what you want because you might get it. Well, we got integration up the gazoo, okay? So we've lived in and among white people, and it has been catastrophic.
That's
you know,
right.
All the way up to putting a black man in the White House, and it has got us absolutely nothing but a disaster. It has been a disaster. You know, and so we've tried it, we've done it, and now the time has come. And his mission, you know, among other things, is pulling us out of that. So to, you know, the point Brother Louis made, Dr. Rizzi, at the top, you know, there was an exodus from the south to the north, and now there will be a certain type of exodus. Really, that's already taking place. Black people have been moving back south in droves, but for the wrong reason. But they don't realize that Allah set that up. So they think they're going down there to be rappers and party and live in the black Mecca in fake houses in Atlanta, you know,
right.
and these southern cities that are now being touted as welcoming to black people. But we're just being positioned, I believe, you know, by Allah, because they plan and Allah plans.
That's right.
That's
Dr. Ava, I just wanted to jump in here and just make one small correction. One of the things that we will be doing at the first of the year, the first show that we're doing next week, we will be having our brother, who is already confirmed, Brother Jalil, that works with the students, the colleges.
Oh, yes, yes.
And our sister that has opened up at Mons Mariam, Sister Kenya, who has confirmed. So we have our youth speaking on that first show of the year, and then followed by, hopefully, inshallah, our student representative in Detroit, Brother Troy, will be able to be blessing us on the airways. And I do want to just remind everybody, as our callers are calling in, that Dr. Ava referenced the latest edition of The Final Call that goes through history of, or goes through a chronological timeline of what has happened throughout the year, and that people really need to look at, because I know Dr. Ava can speak on each one of the young people that's on the cover, which are young people, which is very significant that we will have young people speaking next Thursday, because it was young people on the front page. Yerisha McBride, Kendra Johnson, Trayvon Martin, all of these were young people that their lives were taken at a very, very young age.
Right. Yes, sir. And thank you for that clarification as well. We're going to go now to the 805 area code. And welcome to Elevated Places. You are live, 805. Area code 805.
Peace and love, warrior woman.
Oh,
yes,
oh, the fire is here.
Warrior woman.
Yes, right. I was just kind of writing down a few things about when you talk about Aboriginal language, because we are talking in the enemy's language. We are speaking Western philosophy way of thinking, you know, and so when we speak that way, we've already been trained. They've already conquered us. You know, but I believe in separation. I believe that that's the only way, you know, and like I said, Libya is an example. The United States, you know, backing up the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda,
you know, to rape and kill women and black people in North Africa and all over, you know, and we still try to believe and we still want to live with the enemy. It's just like I'm a revolutionary at heart and revolutionary physically, you know. And I was somebody told me today there's a mass grave of black people in Manhattan, and that they found babies that were legs and arms were broken. They made a museum out of it, nice and pretty. But how did those babies actually break their legs and their backs and their arms? The only way they did it is how they did to us in Mankato. 3,000 of us, they marched, and they got the babies by the legs and slammed their head against the tree. You know, so they can't tell me that those babies' legs and arms were broken because they were forced labor. You know, it's like they still lie to us.
That's
they
right.
lie to us about the ancestors, you know, and the ancestors know, and the ceremonies and the language is passed down. That's why we talk about full bloods or bloods, people that are actually born lineal descendants, you know, of the original people, you know. So it just aggravates me that we should separate it. We should have separated, you know, because it showed us when O.J. Simpson, you know, now there's two laws you have to go through. If they find you innocent, then they got to take you back in there to find you guilty. And that's, you know,
exactly.
At that time it was, what, Mike Tyson they went after. They went after Michael Jackson. They went to the black community that had money. You know, it's just like the reservation, 200 or 600 reservations, each one of them 75 to 90% natural resources, gold, timber, uranium. This country has no resources. It's on the Indian land. And that's why they want to get rid of the traditionalists, because when we talk about the earth, when you're going to work the land, the Mother Earth, she's our mother. She's the giver of life, the trees, the plants, even the vegetables we grow, you know, so we just don't go and build on her houses and buildings and pipes and stuff. That's a white man's thing, you know. We build to feed
That's
our
right.
people, to take
That's
care
right.
of our people. It's not, let's go, you know, take some land and go build, you know. Build what? The only image we have is what the white man gave us. Even sometimes revolutionary thinking, you know, armchair revolution is the white man's way of thinking. So he's already conquered us. He's already given us defeated attitudes, you know. So it's brainwashing their school, their education. That's why it says if we're going to be educated, we should be educated to the truth, you know, creation and follow that way. We need to organize, you know, if the hip hop's in, then we've got to organize to have a revolutionary summit, you know, with not just black people, but brown and red and yellow, and actually make some real points, you know, as
right.
there's unity. We outnumber the white people, you know, and we should just know that.
That's
the power of the numbers, you know. When they started registering people, black people to vote, only 30% people voted in this country, you know. And then now when we all vote, then they throw in a black guy to make us, oh, you know, he's one of us. No, he's not one of us. None of us knew him when they put him up there. You know, we have to know where he came from and where he's going, you know. And if we
right.
don't have that, then we're going to fall for the same old lie, same old thing, you know. So the injustices, you know, and the time is now. They keep raping and drugs and jiving and educating our people to lies. And, you know, so we celebrate their white lies. Christmas, you know, yeah, right.
Mm.
So I just wanted to add that. Let's hurry up and
well,
celebrate.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Warrior Woman. Thank you. Warrior Woman always brings it. And, you know, as she's describing, we're colonized. We have no power. And the same thing that was done in South Africa, imposition of an educational system that institutionalizes and permanentizes white supremacy. Separation, he said, the messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the best and only solution.
Only. That's right.
Great call. Great call. We're down to a half hour, believe it or not. And I also want to not fail to continue to extend the invitation. Number one, I want to thank those who responded via email last week. We had some wonderful emails giving us recommendations and suggestions for Elevated Places to expand it and make it even better so that it can continue to serve our needs and expand our ability to serve. So if you go to Ava M. Speaks, AvaMSpeaks@gmail.com, and just shoot us an email. The Elevated Places team, we are meeting on this, as Dr. Ridgely suggested, this as sort of a focus group. You always want to get feedback from people that you're engaged with, and that you, and whose view you care about. Your opinions mean everything to us. And so email us again, AvaMSpeaks@gmail.com. So we're going to go to 901 area code. We're going to write down the line, and I know we're down to about 30 minutes, so we're going to make our point so the many callers as possible can get in. 901, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is Brother Hoyle from Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah, yes, sir. How are you, Brother Hoyle?
Oh, fine, sister. Well, alaikum salam. I want to and give the greetings to Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Well,
I want to congratulate you for your throwing down Sunday, sister, and Dr. Wesley, too. Dr. Wesley, don't forget him. He threw down.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't know who Jesus was black, yeah, you'd something wrong with you. Did you get the Outwitting the Devil? My brother called in last week, Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil. Did you get that PDF of Outwitting the Devil? He called about, it's about Napoleon Hill. It's a book, you know, he did 16
yes,
Laws of
yes,
Success.
Sir. Yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
That's an awesome book. And he was way ahead of his time. And I read that, and I was like, it just blew me away. The family released
yes,
it in 2011. This latest final call is awesome. What is Black Life? And I got an email. I want to give a shout out to Brother Captain Anthony. He's going to do a training session here in Memphis, Tennessee, tomorrow and Saturday.
Yes.
He's going to be there for a while.
Yes.
Brother Grandmaster.
Yes, sir.
10th degree. Captain, you're a bad boy. And also, sister, you know what's coming up this Saturday about the wheel? I want to let you know about a student. He's an assistant student minister here in Memphis. His name is Ilya Rashad Muhammad, and he gave this book to Minister Farrakhan. It's called UFOs and the Nation of Islam, and it's the source, proof, and reality of the wheels. This is an awesome book. The brother's going to – I'm going to try to get him on your show.
Yes, sir. As soon as the minister completes the mothership on the time and what must be done, then we're going to have – we talked about Brother last night. We're going to have him on.
Yes.
We want the minister to complete.
The minister,
sir.
I know if I – you know, I saw that email, and it's – and I was just going through YouTube and just looking at it, and I said, boy, we got some backup, but, they're going to lie. A brother, there was a policeman sent me, it was on the fire department, what to do when these crafts appear, and I got to find it in my database, and it actually tells you what to do when, if I get it, I'm going to email you this information, but he went back and looked at it. He called me the day before yesterday, and he said they took it off. So I guess they know what's coming down. But I'm not going to be long. Time and what must be done. Sister Ava, Sunday, Sister Ava did an excellent job, and Dr. Ridgely, and you've done an excellent job, and Brother Terrence. I'm going to get off, and, this is Tom. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam, beloved. Thank you so much, Brother Hoyle. Really appreciate your contribution.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad he's keep pumping about this Saturday. This Saturday, the time
Saturday.
Of what must be done. Woo! It's time.
and just
remember,
know, Dr.
He
Ava.
He said 52. This will be 51, and then there's 52.
Right.
That's right. And the Twitter army, I No, you can't miss it. And the Twitter Army has already started. We done the countdown. We had the 3-day flyer yesterday, the 2-day flyer today. We're going to release the 1-day until flyer. We're going to tweet. And to everybody in the world, we're going to make this the number one trended show Saturday night. We're going to blow everybody out the water around the world. And I'm telling the Twitter Army, everybody is listening. If you don't have a Twitter account, you just need to get it just for these last two shows and then have everybody go back and watch all the other ones. But this Saturday, that's all I can say. It's like I need to be Don King right now because the heavyweight champion of the world is getting to throw down this Saturday night on the time what must be done. So I thank Brother Anthony for being in Memphis, our grandmaster from Chicago, because he's training the brothers up because they're going to come after us, but we're going to be trained because we got a serious backing.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to go back to the situation with Kanye West and how this relates to the wheel, in that, the ADL should have just left Kanye alone. Okay?
Oh, for real.
Because, it may have gone away. But now the minister had to back Brother Kanye. Now everybody wants to know what was it that Kanye said. So that video, the YouTube video between Kanye and Sway, is now got 2.7 million hits.
See?
2.7 million hits. And in that video, Kanye really opens up on these Jews who's running stuff. So now everybody wants to know now, what is Farrakhan talking about? And now he's bringing in the wheel, the backup. So we thank Foxman and ADL for making a mistake and bringing Mr. Farrakhan out at the wrong time for them. All praise to Allah.
And we thank Allah for his perfect strategy as a warrior, and knowing how to lure the enemy out and using their own wickedness against them, as is
yes.
his modus operandi. Because as Minister Farrakhan has taught, nothing escapes Allah's service. Nothing.
That's right.
And so, yeah, you came out, you attacked the brother. They have to realize sooner or later, people are going to respond to this call. It is written that
yes.
people will respond to this last call. Brother Kanye responded, and the guide gave him guidance, even in the Bible.
That's right.
In that hour, he will teach you what to say. And all the minister did was to say to Kanye, in essence, there's only one God. Don't be a polytheist. Don't bow down and apologize to a liar when you spoke the truth. And as you said,
right.
Dr. Rizzi, now, since Kanye is caught up in this controversy, and Kanye comes out at his concert here in Chicago at the United Center and said, I spoke to Minister Farrakhan.
Right.
Okay? So he's announcing, mm-hmm. this is my guide, okay? And he told me. Think
That's
about
right.
that. Not I spoke to President Obama, not that I spoke to Pope Francis, but I spoke to Minister Farrakhan, and after, not just, I just came, woke up and decided I wasn't, but acting on right guidance, I'm not apologizing. And in fact, I'm going to maintain my position. So as you say, Dr. Rizzi, now all Kanye's millions of fans want to know what's up. So then they hear the minister's guidance. Then they want to know, well, what is it that he said wrong?
Right.
What did Kanye say that's wrong?
Right.
So now you even have, you have Jewish people, you have white people saying, well, it's true.
Right.
And then that's why Brother Tingba and the research team's
right.
article is important, because this is not something that other Jewish people deny. This is Abraham Foxman. Who says he's
right.
the national spokesperson for Jewish people? Who
mm-hmm.
is Abraham Foxman? Since everybody wants to talk about credentials and validation, we need to stop just letting anybody talk to us and about us.
That's right.
If your doorbell rings, don't you ask who are you before you let somebody in your house? So you let anybody walk up to you on the street and start whispering in your ear, or do you say, I beg your pardon, why are you talking to me? Civilized people introduce themselves.
That's right.
So who is Abraham Foxman to get up in between Minister Farrakhan and Kanye? Who is Abraham Foxman to say, Kanye, you can't tell the truth about what you encountered? And why did, now we want to know, why did he encounter that?
Right.
Why can't he have his own business? Why do you have to run everything?
That's right.
Bad
and you
you're
on,
right, Dr.
You, you're so on point, Sister Ava, because when the YouTube clip, as brother, not just the Sway in the Morning, but the clip that people start posting on Facebook with Kanye and his concert in Chicago, they just show where he started saying, "Minister, I spoke to Minister Farrakhan." But then people are posting a lot more of that, and he, before he even got to Minister Farrakhan, he was singing about Michael Jordan and just talking about Michael Jordan, and he really was telling them that he couldn't, you know, he should have never played with the Wizards, because he said, they, you know, say you could play ball, boy, but you cannot own nothing. And he was just really going in, and then he brought out, I spoke to Minister Farrakhan. So when he said that, and he said even in there, he said, you know what they fear? He said that Kanye can have 15,000 people, and I can tell them to put up their fists and say that you are somebody. The power
That's
of
right.
that is when we start going back to when the minister talked about, when he did a lecture about Michael Jackson after his death and the influence of Michael Jackson on the world,
oh, yeah.
that those that were an enemy of the rise of Islam and Michael starting to go to a conscious nature and even dealing with you know, Islam, they feared that if Michael just said, or if Michael just said, I'm Muslim now, how many millions of young people just would have turned Muslim
right.
just because?
That's
the danger.
And
that's
Steve,
why the
minister knows. That's right. And now that we're in the fullness of time, see, action, again, now, it's not only going to happen in words, because Kanye's a rapper, he's a talker, he's going to say it. But
mm-hmm.
you have others who are just doing it. You have Beyonce drop an album
right.
and bypass all of those people.
Right.
All
okay?
of it.
That's how they make their money. They insert themselves between the producer of the product and the consumer, a third party who has really an unnecessary function, okay?
Right.
So Beyonce bypassed all of that and just said, well, I'm out there, you know, go, social media. Then Target and Best Buy, well, we're not going to carry your album because you didn't use the marketing that we have all decided, see. Well, but Walmart, the money hungry, can't turn a dime down. Walmart said, well, we'll carry it, we'll sell it. So if Walmart sells your product sold, okay? Not coast to coast, but globally, because they ain't turning down a penny. See, Allah is the best planner. Then right behind Beyonce, here comes little Justin Bieber, okay? Well, I got my little documentary coming out. I don't need to promote it. I'm just going to wake up and say on Facebook or Instagram. Because, see, my daughter's sharing, telling me all this, okay? So
okay.
It just pops out. You know, I'm in a couple of theaters. I'm not in wide distribution because people are mad because I won't pay people to promote me. I'm just here. I'm big enough to just pop out. Okay, and this is the beginning of the end.
The sheep is waking up.
Unnecessary truth. The truth is out
That's
there, right. and people are waking up and saying, "I don't need this." And they may not even know why they're thinking that.
Right.
But
well,
it's because of the fullness of time.
Well, you know, this is the people who call themselves Jews, the ones behind the scenes. They've been playing everybody, black, white, yellow. They've been playing everybody. And so and now
exactly.
the whites are waking up and willing to throw this evil shepherd off of their back because he's been playing everybody.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Good
people are tired. People are tired of being used, and they're tired of taking gods beside God. If God blesses you with a gift, with a talent, why should somebody that has zero to do with your development make more money than you and those who have helped you? Why should they just step in and just position themselves in your way as an obstruction and bring nothing to the table? But we got to go to 832 area code. They've been holding so long. 832, you are on Elevated Places Live.
Hey, thank you. Peace, blessings to everyone.
Yes, sir.
Blessings
yes.
to you, too.
I want to quickly say, Dr. Ridgely, that is a very timely observation that you just said, brother. Remember, O.J. Simpson trial helped to spark a whole bunch of people to the Million Man March.
Hey, that's right.
I mean, hey, I'm just saying.
Hey.
For 2014, I'm urging us all to start taking a serious look into the creating of economic systems, because our people produce economic systems, very pockets of economic systems when all the black townships went up after the slavery.
Right.
And you know, I hear on Sundays, we hear all about the wisdom of God. We hear about the will of God. But I do not hear anybody ask the question, what economic system did God prefer, or do you prefer? Because when we observe nature, we see nature is socialist in nature.
Go ahead.
Socialism everywhere. And when I look through the Supreme Wisdom, that's the only one I see written in the Supreme Wisdom by socialists.
That's right.
So where should we go now? Because it was doing those black townships, our people, man, the money used to go to the churches, and from the churches they would take that money and they would buy acreages of land, and then they would produce townships.
That's right.
I mean, this is where we need to start looking at, because capitalism have absolutely failed us. It has done nothing for us. And we are not able as a people to actually flourish in a system like that. So I think we need to start looking in our Bibles, in our Qurans, pull out all of what we can find dealing with God and nature, and use that as our model to create the new economic system, bring in the kingdom of God with. It can be done, but that's why I called to say.
Well, I hear a conference in that one, because, you know, the Minister Farrakhan said you use the human body as an example. It don't be fighting against one another. So I think we have a conference coming up for that. We're going to have to sit down and start talking the real economic strategy based on what the minister laid out, and as you said, the human body and the word of God in the Holy Quran and in the Bible. Go ahead.
That's right. All right.
David there?
So, well, she is not. She'll be right back. But we want to once again let everybody know that you are at Elevated Places, and this is the closeout show for the year, and we will be back next week with our youth. Sister Kenya and Brother Jaleel. But she is back, and she is going to jump right in. And please pick up,
the
latest edition of the final call.
I accidentally hit my own mute button, and I'm just yapping away. But I wanted to mention, in the wake of Dr. Ridgely's the comment he made that was referenced by our last caller, which is so timely, because on the cover of Time magazine, Pope Francis, Person of the Year, who's causing such an uproar in the Christian world and on Wall Street, because he is putting down all of this excessive wealth and greed.
That's right.
And he's lifting up the poor. And he is breaking from the traditions of the church on every level, you know, from embracing black children to the sick. He has shunned all of the trappings of the Vatican, the wealth. I think he suspended some bishop in Germany who had spent like $40 million renovating his own quarters in church. And so there's a shaking off by the righteous of excess. The retailers have announced that the shopping pedestrian traffic in these stores dropped 21% this year. And see, that's not just unemployment that's causing that. That's the middle class and the upper class are not shopping the way they have in the past, the conscious ones among them. Yes,
well, see, when the men's Farrakhan was the time of what must be done, see, that thing spreads. And
absolutely,
it don't take but a few people to hear the truth for to have the effect on a lot of people, because we don't understand mental telepathy, but when just one stands up, it has an effect on others who didn't even hear it. So Mr. Farrakhan is in the herd, and people are talking about it, and we can see in terms of all types of stuff that's happening in with the food system, with them trying to straighten it up. You hear more and more talk now. We just saw a thing talking about the number one, the worst food is soy and peanuts. So everything is because the minister's standing up and is getting out there. He's out of jail, and in terms of that jail, that spiritual jail, that communication jail they had him in. And that has an effect, and it's spread like a virus through the system. So if the Pope and other people want to stay in position, they're going to have to get on that wave, and that's what they're doing.
Or if they seek more than a position. See, that's the key. Is it a position or a title that you want, or is it to be right? You know, if you're sincere about being right, you have got to reject this paradigm that is oppressing and killing but approximately 1% of the population. And, you know, the I did a show on VON this Sunday on greed. And, you know, the minister is going to publish a new edition in 2014 of Torchlight for America. It's going to be the final, call before the door is shut to anybody that wants to come up out of this pool of condemnation, because it is greed at the root of the destruction of America's economy. You know, this idea that you can deprive people of jobs when there's so much work, it's a lie that there are no jobs. Because as the minister has said, how can there not be any jobs when there's so much work that needs to be done, starting from rebuilding a crumbling infrastructure? But we're down to about 6 minutes. I want to at least get one or two more callers in. So we're going to go to the 210 area code. And you are live on Elevated Places, 210.
Assalamualaikum. Hello. Walaikum salam. This is Peggy Muhammad. Assalamualaikum to all of you.
Good to hear from you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
I was just thinking, and I'm sure that if I was thinking it, ideas kind of circulate and other people have been thinking the same thing, that how wonderful it would be to tie the activities of agriculture to rites of passage. So imagine agricultural projects being graded on their creativity or their friendliness to the environment or their spirituality. And then at the end of a certain period, they would be conferred the title of man or woman. And that would be based on how they approach their projects and not the growth of their body parts. How wonderful would that be?
That's interesting.
That's
beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's how it used to be
and
back
believe
when
it
we
or
had
not,
our own
yes.
societies. So it's really bringing it full circle. That's a great idea, Sister Peggy. I'm about to work on that one.
Beautiful.
I see what I mean? I see. Well, if I thought about it, I know someone else is already thinking about it.
Yes, you can.
But But thank you once again. And even though I don't call in much anymore, I listen to you. I listen because I'm usually in class. And I'm going to say assalamu alaikum and let somebody else speak. Have a wonderful New Year. Oh, one other thing. I was wondering, when are we going to start our new year in April? When are we going to have activities with that? Because I heard once, I think it was from Brother Burvey, that our New Year's is April the 1st.
Well, I'm joking.
Oh.
Our new year is April, you said?
Yeah, that's what Brother Burvey said. It was going to be April the 1st. Because it makes so much sense for it to be in the spring and not in the dead of winter.
Well, let me say this. I know that the fiscal year of the nation is April.
Oh, I thought he
was
saying that.
I think he was talking about our fiscal year. Yeah,
oh,
because
okay.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and it's actually in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran that he has used the 12-month period since he created the heavens and the earth. And I think, as I recall, that we do start our year in this same vein. But I don't know that for sure. But I do know that when the National Secretary said it, and it may be broader than that, I'm going to check into it. Because
that would be nice.
I don't want to speak on that until I check that out. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that would be another way to separate. Okay. Okay, well, thank you, and assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Well, alaikum salam, absolutely. Well, already, you know, we consider Tuesdays, that is our day to engage in family activity, rest, relax, not Sunday, okay? Master Farad Muhammad said Tuesday is that day for us. But thank you so much. That's a wonderful call. And we are down to 2 minutes. And so I just want to repeat and reiterate what Brother Terrence and Dr. Rizzi have already offered, linking us or referring us to the Final Call newspaper, and above all, to the time and what must be done, the upcoming 2 episodes beginning this Saturday, which I think, is that the 28th of December? Yes, the 28th of December, yes. 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Please, I think we all want to hear that presentation from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because these last 2 episodes will be the culmination of this life-saving, life-giving series, The Time and What Must Be Done. I want to remind us that you can tweet me at Dr. Ava Muhammad. I enjoy the interaction, and as Brother Terrence said, let's get it geared up and let's get everybody around the globe onto The Time and What Must Be Done. So tweet me at Dr. Ava Muhammad. Remember that Savior's Day 2014 will be in Detroit, Michigan, and we will be talking about that next week. We're going to hear from our youth, and so don't forget Elevated Places next Thursday, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and this Sunday, WVON Radio right here in Chicago, Illinois. I will be on at 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern. We are having, for those in the Chicago area, a wonderful social unity event right here in Chicago at the fabulous Salam Restaurant, 8 p.m. this Saturday evening. I want to thank the entire Elevated Places team, both on Blog Talk and WVON, Brother Terrence, Dr. Ridgely, Brother Ashad, Brother Timothy, Sister Rona, Sister LaDonna, Brother Bobby, all of them who donate their time, their expertise, just to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in his great mission. So may Allah bless all of us with love, and the light of understanding. Don't forget also Sunday, Mosque Mariam. I think that our national assistant, Ismail Muhammad, will be on the rostrum this Sunday, December the 29th. And so be safe, be with your family, and may Allah bless us all. Love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.